This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, has approved two rail projects with an estimated cost of 6,798 crore rupees to provide connectivity, facilitate ease of travel, and minimize logistics costs. The first project involves a doubling of 256 km of railway line from Narkatiyaganj to Raksaul, Sitamarhi and Darbhanga, and the Sitamarhi-Muzaffarpur section. This project will strengthen connectivity to Nepal, Northeast India, and border areas by facilitating the movement of passenger trains alongside goods trains. Briefing the media in New Delhi after the cabinet meeting, Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw highlighted the importance of the project in Bihar. Mr. Vaishnaw also informed that the CCEA has given its nod to a new railway line for Amaravati, which is the new capital city of Andhra Pradesh. He said a new railway line will be constructed between Yerupalam and Namburu via Amaravati, covering 57 kilometers. He informed that estimated cost of this project is 2,245 crore rupees and will provide direct rail connectivity to Hyderabad, Chennai and Kolkata. The projects will improve logistical efficiency by connecting unconnected areas, increasing existing line capacity and enhancing transportation networks, resulting in streamlined supply chains and accelerated economic growth. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a two-day visit to Chhattisgarh from today. She will grace the second convocation of AIIMS Raipur today. President Murmu will also grace the 14th convocation of NIT Raipur and visit the Purkoti Muktangan at Naya Raipur. On Saturday, the President will grace the 4th convocation of IIT Bhilai. She will also grace the 3rd convocation of Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay Memorial Health Science and Ayush University of Chhattisgarh at Raipur. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will be on a two-day visit to Karnataka starting today. On the first day of his visit, Mr. Dhankar will interact with students at Adi Chinnagiri University in B.G. Nagara, Mandya, Karnataka. He will also visit the Raj Bhavan in Karnataka. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz will co-chair the 7th Intergovernmental Consultations in New Delhi today. Chancellor Scholz arrived in Delhi last night on a three-day visit to India. The IGC is a whole-of-government framework under which ministers from both sides hold discussions in their respective areas of responsibility and report on the outcome of the deliberations to the Prime Minister and the Chancellor. Union Minister for Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairy, Rajiv Ranjan Singh, will launch the 21st Livestock Census operation in New Delhi today. The census will be conducted till February next year in collaboration with the states and union territories. Around 1 lakh field officials, who are mostly veterinarians or para-veterinarians, will be involved in the enumeration process. The initiative aims to strengthen the animal health infrastructure in India. Chief Justice of India Dr. D.Y. Chandrachud has stated that over the past 75 years, the Supreme Court has evolved into a true people's court. He emphasized that this unique perspective, where the apex court serves as a court for the people, has not been replicated anywhere else in the world. In an exclusive interview with Akashwani News, marking the 75th anniversary of the Supreme Court, the Chief Justice shared his insights on various topics, including his fond memories as a presenter at All India Radio. The interview will be broadcast today at 9:30 p.m. on 100.1 Akashwani Gold and additional frequencies. It will also be available on our app News on AIR, website newsonair.gov.in and across all our social media platforms. The IMD said the landfall process of severe cyclonic storm Dana, which commenced 5 minutes past midnight on the Odisha coast between Bhitarkarnika National Park and Dhamra Port, will continue till early morning. With the wind speeds 100 to 110 km per hour and is expected to reach nearly 120 km per hour. In chess, Indian Grandmaster Arjun Rigasi crossed the 2800 ELO rating mark with a win at the ongoing European Chess Club Cup in Serbia yesterday. And with that is the end of this news bulletin.